Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
All right, so a lot has happened in the last few days, and while I was coming to church, I was praying in the spirit so that I don't speak from an experience. I teach what God wants me to teach today. Because you know, you can be going through a lot, and when you come on the podium, you start explaining to people what you are going through. Hallelujah to Jesus. And while I was meditating, you know, to and fro with several issues, especially the last one we're discussing about, I said to myself, last night I wanted to pray, and I was so tired. The past 5 days I'd eaten less than 5 times. So I felt so weak, and I slept off. Even though I'd prepared the sound, was hearing the sound carried me. And I woke up in the middle of the night. I said, I slept off. And the Holy Spirit said, you had to sleep off. You needed to sleep. You were clapping that I slept. I heard the Holy Ghost saying, you should have actually slept, because you have done all you need to do. And you were really weak. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes, so the Holy Spirit said that shouldn't be a problem at all, especially because you know who you are. Amen. Now, a lot had happened though. Pastor Casey had been going with him, especially. A lot has happened, but through it all, you see the hand of God in everything. Evidently. And somehow this evening, just before evening, we went to the site to drop some blocks for. The Lord told me to do a store rather than fence the second part that is having an issue. So we are trying to do. Should they say a store, a room rather, let me put it like that, that has a restroom and a house where somebody can stay, because we want to employ a security person, because we want to dig bowl in the other plot of land. So the Lord inspired me to do that instead of fencing it, so that when they do the bowl, the person can be from here looking at the bowl, maybe from one of these companies, security companies. And so we kept some blocks over 300 or 400, I guess. And when we kept it, I was driving Pastor K so that I would keep him where he would wait for. That's before they even kept the block, where he would wait for promise coming with the person that will keep the blocks. And maybe donut that is supposed to bring coal so that they level that part that will keep the blocks. The donut came late. He's always coming late these days. Amen. Where's Donald? This morning I said, wait for me somewhere. He came late. He said, Pa, I was here. Daddy, I've been here, but I did not see you. Today, Pastor K said, come. He still came late. Did you even bring home? Hey. You came like that. Have you ever farmed? You have never farmed? That's what ladies were complaining about. They say people cannot farm. How should they marry people? You can sit down. So we just met this pastor, one chairman of God that has a church just at the forefront on the other side. I had greeted him a long time while we were trying to obtain the land, because that's how it's supposed to be. You greet them with a gift since they have been around the territory, even if they are younger or older. And it's been a while I saw him, so today I saw him dropped in, and I decided to greet him again. And just like that, we started talking about just greeting. We got into a very long discussion, and he started telling me the things that happened to one or two churches around the territory. They were unbelievable while I was hearing them, because I don't know what kind of demonism is that. You know, just a little summary, a tip of an iceberg. And And after I was done with everything, he said, sir, that's like 20% of all I want to tell you. You know, one time, somebody came to the church, one of the pastors in the area used to keep his Bible in the church, pulpit. And they came and opened the center of the Bible. You know, the center of the Bible is around the book of Psalms. And they shat on it. And he left. And he came back so surprised. You know, somebody has the mind to say, the person wants to make the word of God look rubbish. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And they left, did one or two terrible things to the pastor. He now called and said he can't take it anymore. So he destroyed his building and changed his location. And said, several things happened there. He said, for him, the first set of instruments, they boggled, they packed everything. The second set, he took it to his house. They came to his house, they boggled. His only instrument they are taking away. They didn't want to take any other thing. So he got confused. Physical threat. On the Sunday, they said, if you come and do service, we'll kill you and bury you in your front of your church. And he will be scared. He said, sometimes, Pastor, my body will be shaking, but I'll be praying and, you know, running to my spiritual father because I have children, so I'm scared for my children. He said, but I'm still in it. Hallelujah to Jesus. So when he said all the things, you know, I was just responding. The Holy Ghost just said, just listen. Don't quote scripture, just listen. So I listened, and when it was done, I said, I think I needed to hear this. Then he mentioned, he said, that place you got, it used to be a hub of wickedness. He said, when I heard that you got this place there, I looked at you, I said, there should be something in you that God has done for him to qualify you to say, go and get this place there. And as I hearing Pastor Kato telling me that there was somebody, one old man that came around when we got flowers. I said, you the one who the church? I said, yes, I'm happy. This place used to be a den of wickedness. And one or two things. So when we're done with everything, I just laughed at the end, just made, of course, I have to quote scripture. I couldn't help it. I said, but in all these things, we are more than conquerors. So we shook hands and I left. So I told Pastor Keith, faith comes by hearing. So does fear. It comes by hearing. And I said, the thicker the darkness, the brighter, the beautiful, the light. I say, if you come into a thick darkness, very thick darkness, if you own anything light, everybody will see it. I say, as Christians, we don't fight by fighting physically. I say, we fight by shining. We fight by what? Shining. We just light up ourselves. You see, the Bible said there's a good fight of faith. If there's a good fight of faith, there's what? A bad fight of faith. What's a good fight of faith? To lay hold of eternal life. To lay hold of what Jesus has already given you. Meaning, more like walking out your salvation, Philippians 4. It said, walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. The word fear and trembling there is a Bible style of writing that simply means with all seriousness, with all zealousness. Are we together? It doesn't mean you should be scared. No, it means take your salvation so serious. Walk it out. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So you see, as we walk out our salvation, a summary of everything we have received is called eternal life. As we walk it out, what happened? The Bible says we fight a good fight of it to the end that we lay hold of what God has given us, eternal life. We have been lit up. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Lightened up as Christians. We get revealed, Romans 8:19. It's more like sonship revelation. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Sonship manifestation. You are becoming all that the Father wants you to become. And that way, you are repelling darkness. Repelling darkness by default. When you shine, darkness goes. Darkness cannot stay. If you shine, then you begin to rule and reign. And Jesus said in Matthew 5, let your light so what? Shine. You know, many Christians are not aware of this. You see, Bible said, by strength shall no man prevail. You can't prevail by the arm of the strength. The flesh, I mean. You can't. See, you can't leave revelation and war with just zealousness. The Bible said in Romans 10:3, talking about Israelite from verse 1, it said, Israelite, firstly, Paul speaking in Romans 10 and 1, he said, my soul desire and cry for Israel is that they should be saved. That's interesting. This is a religious nation. And here is Paul the apostle, who was one indulged or engulfed in their practices, saying that he's praying for the same people he came out from to be saved. He said, for I bear in mind, I bear witness that verse 2, he said, they have a desire for God. He said, but that desire they have for God, that zeal they have for God is not according to knowledge. So you see, you can have a zeal and a sincere desire for God that's not according to knowledge. Are you guys saying it here? He said, their zeal and desire for God is not or was not according to knowledge. Then he says, in verse 3, he said, for they've been ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own. You see, they are ignorant of God's righteousness, so they are establishing their own righteousness, right? He said, that way they have not submitted to the righteousness of God. Imagine you love God, but you have your own style of righteousness. That's what is happening here. They love God, but they have a wrong perspective of what? Righteousness. It's not like they hated God. They love God. But look at the idea of righteousness. It's different from God's written idea of righteousness. So probably this is how it goes. What God say they look like is not what they think that they look like. If God say you are this, they felt they were that. But they have a zeal for God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Just like some people that don't believe that they can be God's image and likeness. I mean, there are people who say, who am I to be God's image and likeness? God image? No, there is no way I'm an angel's image. So, some people are like, God, don't anoint me beyond the ability, but beyond my ability. Any anointing you want to give me. I mean, these people are praying to God. That any anointing God wants to give them that would make them leave God, God should not give them. I mean, you think you are talking to a dundee? How can you tell God that any anointing that he wants to give you? So God does not know how to measure things. Are you people getting on track? Have you ever seen it like this? God all wise, full of wisdom. Nobody come close to him in wisdom. Will give you an anointing that is beyond measure. And it will now, Satan will now use it to destroy you. That you have seen that happen in the lives of people does not mean that's how it's supposed to happen. And listen, God has never anointed anybody that made the person so proud and useless, blah, blah, blah. No. It's just the stupidity of their minds. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It's the stupidity of their minds. If not, who is more anointed than the Holy Spirit, than God Almighty, than Jesus Christ? Is there anybody? Is God proud? The Bible says he humbled himself and entered how many months in a woman's womb? God Almighty, 9 months in the womb of a nobody. 9 months. You know, some people say Mary has some special powers. She had nothing. She was just chosen by God. There was no special power, superpower she had. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain? It was prophesied to that from the root of Jesse, and that is why it had to be Mary. It would have been anybody. Are you listening to me? Someone said it had to be a virgin. I disagree. It had to be from the root of Jesse, not a virgin. Am I saying people should not be virgins? No. Am I getting people that are not virgins excited? No. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Because if you check out the genealogy, Jesus' great-grandmother was a prostitute. So the prostitute gave birth to the person that gave birth to Jesus. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Now, this Jesus had to allow that info because he knew one day people will rise up and say certain things. So the genealogy of Jesus, all virgins. Before the great-grandfather touched the mother of Jesus, the great-grandmother of Jesus, the Holy Ghost came upon her. She gave birth to the grandfather of Jesus. But that's not it. It is for a purpose. Are we together? And so he subjected himself 9 months in the womb of a woman. 9 months. Is that not interesting? Where is courage? He subjected himself how many months? In the womb of a woman. When Michael comes inside, are you listening? Tell him to come and sit at the front here. 9 months in the womb of a woman. That's real-time humility for Almighty God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Almighty God. Do you know that Jesus can decide to just appear on the earth as a mature human being? But he decided to subject himself to everything he told everybody to subject himself to. He would have said, no, me, I'm God. I will not come like a man. Nobody came. Bible says he was obedient to death. People that if you just do like this, this man just said, peace be still. Storm obeyed him. All the mummy waters went into hiding when he just spoke. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? It happened. See the mighty power. See what he did. He simply walked on water. They are beating him. You think he cannot just do like this and everybody's dead? Do like this, they regret. Do like this, they die again. Do like this. He'll just be doing like this, death, resurrection, death, resurrection, death. But he became obedient unto death for our sake. Are you listening to me? Do you know why Jesus did that? It's so that they will not. It's not because he wants them to feel like big boys. It's so that when you read it, you are supposed to see what you were supposed to go through. That's a penalty for the sin man committed. But he took the penalty for you. What a God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. He took all of these things so that one day you read and see. And some of you thinking it's Koboko, I had told you before. It was not Koboko they used to flog Jesus. If it was Koboko, it would have been better. A billion times better. If you read the Bible carefully, it was some Romans, how they do it is that it's an iron that has some part of it that is like, I don't know how to explain it. When they flog you, it peels off your skin. Do you know the backbone of Jesus was being seen? According to history, his bones were seen. Because they peeled off his skin to a point, his bones at the back were seen. This is what he went through for you. How many strokes? So you see, you don't even like Jesus. You don't even pay attention to the number of strokes. How many strokes? Jesus Christ. He came from heaven to earth to show us the way. How many strokes? You forgotten? You know they said the number of strokes are reciprocal to the number of diseases, sources of diseases in the whole world. It was not a mistake. 39, right? To the number of diseases in the whole world. You see that this thing? The way the iron, chuku-chuku iron. Iron chuku-chuku. More like barbed wire. Better than barbed wire. You know that old barbed wire, not this New Testament barbed wire. The Old Testament barbed wire. You know that old barbed wire? That one they used to do with hand. Not this one that they are putting something like zinc. This one is Gen Z. Pwah! Flesh come out. One. Pwah! Two. Pwah! 39 times. That's why the Bible says, by his stripes we were healed. Go and read about his stripes. You understand why you can never be sick in your life. No matter the height, the depth of sickness you have, just read about his stripes. Make sure you go into history. Understand. Let them give you an idea of what happened to Jesus. You refuse to be sick. Nobody can go through that kind of pain. Are you listening to me? All the things the Bible said, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. It's a man familiar with suffering. Familiar with suffering. Is it no beauty to behold? Meaning when you look at Jesus, there is no reason to look. You just, no beauty. His face scattered with blood. Scattered with wounds. That's why what he went through for your sake is real-time humble. Is Almighty God most humble. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So you see that having all the anointing in the world did not make him proud. So when he said, I want man to be my image and likeness, meaning I want man to think like me and act like me, is because he's sure if you think like him, you act like him. That simply means if you have all the anointing in the world, since you are thinking like God, you will not be proud. Because as he is, so are you. The only persons God trusts are people that think like him. Because God knows that he will not betray another person. So if you think like him, he knows you will not betray him. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? The only people that God trusts are people like him. That is why 1 John 4:17, we are not scared on the day of his judgment, because as he is. So what he uses to vet is the fact that you are like him in the day of his judgment. If you are like him, then he's sure that you are okay. You are perfect. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So refuse to think like that. There is no anointing. If God thinks you need 1 billion measures of the anointing, the height of the anointing, that's all you need. I never feel like you cannot contain it. We can contain it. Because our wineskin is that of Jesus. It's like that of Jesus. So we can contain the new wine. I'm being careful not to enter into the waste conference meeting. But are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? You're understanding me, right? We are super anointed. I can't say it enough. We are so super anointed. A songwriter sang a song recently. I saw her too oiled to be defeated, too oiled to fear. The anointing is so much on you, you can't fear. You can't just help it. It's not possible to fear, because you've been implicated by too much of the anointing. Is on your inside, upon you, in you, everywhere. St. Patrick said, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ by my side, Christ on my head, Christ in my eyes, Christ under my feet. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Christ everywhere. How can I fear? How can I be defeated? Years ago, the Lord taught me something. I shared it here once. He said, lost in light, caught up in the glory. We are lost in light. We are caught up in the glory. I learned that from 1 Timothy, I think, 6. The Bible says, God, who is immortal, dwelling in an unapproachable light. Unapproachable light. And the Bible says, it says, we are seated together with Christ. Who dwells where? In an unapproachable light. You have not just approached the light. You are dwelling in that light. The Bible says, we all will open faces, beholding us in the mirror, the glory of the Lord. We behold that glory. We beheld it. We've seen that glory. Are you here? The Bible says we can see the glory. We have seen the glory. Think about it. He said in the old times, he said as long as the law were being read, Bible said about they being ignorant of God's righteousness. Why? Because they created another righteousness for themselves. Michael, stand up and come and sit at the front. Why you stand up at once? Hallelujah to Jesus. Did they be ignorant of God's righteousness as created for themselves another righteousness? Are you listening to me? So that way, the Bible says in Romans 2 Corinthians 3, it says, as long as Moses is being read, that's another righteousness, right? It said, a veil covers their face. It said, but when one is turned to Christ, it said, that veil is lifted up. Then it goes further to say, but we with open faces, that's 18, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord have been what? Transformed. You see that? That's how we got that song. We behold your face. We are not ashamed. You know that song? We delight in you, the most beautiful one. We behold your face. We are not ashamed. We delight in you, the most beautiful one, beautiful one. The most beautiful one. And the other song that says, no more shame, no more limitation. I can now see Jesus face to face. No more shame, no more limitation. I can now see Jesus, face to face, face to face, face to face. We have seen Jesus face to face. Such a powerful truth. You know, when that song started, when they started singing that song, some people didn't want to sing it. They felt like they were not worthy to have seen Jesus. But wait a minute. 1 John 3:6. He said, it is they that abide in me that cannot sin. And he said, what is reciprocal to abiding is knowing or seeing. He said, they that have seen or known me cannot continue in their sin. If you have not seen God, you cannot stop sinning. So why do you think you can't see God? You know, we don't carry that consciousness around. Say, I've seen God. How do you feel? Cool. Not like a liar. I've seen God. Now, if I've seen God, I can't see the worst of the devil. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know, I get fed up hearing those stories. Satan tried to hit me, he hit my leg, he hit my daughter's leg. If I cannot come for you, get your daughter, get your son, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I'm tired. Now, you are the Christus, the Son of the living God, Peter said. Jesus said, on this rock, I will build a people called the church. And when I build them on this understanding, he said, the gate of hell stand no chance. We will not be trying to destroy them. He said, they stand no chance. They can't prevail. No. Meaning we're on the rock, they can't prevail. Are you here? Another scripture about the rock, Luke 6:44. He said, I will explain to you a man that can hear the word and keep the word. He said, he's like a man that what? Dogs the ground so deep, finds a foundation called the rock, and builds his house on the rock. And when the flood of this life, the cares of this world come upon that man, he's not shaken. Is it because he's a nice guy? Is it because he's just zealous? Because where? His life is founded on the rock. How do we build on the rock? We'll build on the revelation of Christ. We build our life, our finances, our families, on the revelation of Christ, on the principles of the kingdom. That way, no matter what Satan brings nigh, it can never prevail against us. Tell someone, I'm on the rock, and Satan cannot get me down. I don't even notice him when he acts. Have you ever seen where anything brings rock down? How many of you have lived in rocky areas before? Maybe you understand what I'm saying. If you have lived in rocky areas before, have you ever seen one rock that will just be on another one? It will just be round like it wants to fall on one spot. It has been there for like 258 years. And somebody is asking, what if they push the rock? Will it not fall? Go and push it and see. It has been there static for almost eternity, unmoved. When you talk about all the tsunamis and everything, they will pass rocks. Have you ever seen tsunamis that scatter rocks? When they finish everything, when they reach rock, they'll just and continue. Rock is rock. I don't mean the rock who is a wrestler. Yes, he's old. We're talking about rock. The real rock doesn't get old. You can never say this is an old rock and this is a new rock. New rocks are better than old rocks. Have you ever seen anybody doing that analysis before? Get a new rock, because new rocks are better. The contents are better than old rocks. There's nothing like new or old rocks. In fact, if it has to be a rock, it should have been very old. It should have been there. It has a track record. When you talk about rock, you talk about ancient things. You talk about things that relate to eternity. You know? You see that rock you have in your village? It will be there till Jesus comes. Hallelujah to Jesus. There's this song by Onos, but I don't know whether I will still remember. It says, is it mountain rise, valleys fall, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. You know that song? Oh, can I do? Oh, Kenneth, I worship you. Thank you. Hallelujah to Jesus. That no matter the circumstance, we've never seen the righteous forsaken. It's not possible because we are where? On the rock. So it's not about being a nice Christian. You know, sometimes you have good intentions, but you may not be able to fulfill it. For God. I have many friends I started with that had good intentions for God. We're going to take over the nations for Jesus. Some of them were not able to reach even to this point and serve God. Some of them made sincere mistakes. Is there anything like sincere mistakes? Yeah, mistakes. I'm not waving them out, and I'm sure God has not waved them out. But you see, they had very good intentions for God, but they could not actualize it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But if you're on the rock, you know, it's not about your intention. You have to be on the rock. You have to understand Jesus. Like the testimony the example I gave the other day of a lady I used to know in BSU, who is this very deep holiness movement lady preaching everywhere, and all of a sudden she came back from one of these strikes and she was pregnant, and they mocked her. That's what Satan wants. They mocked the lady everywhere. She couldn't even come back. I don't think she finished BSU. People mocked her. Satan got a lot of people to laugh at her. But when I saw her one of those days, I almost started shedding tears when I saw her. I knew what was happening in her heart. Lord, after serving you all these years, I made this mistake. She can't blame God. But she's hoping God understands. Like, you know, she's in a midpoint. God, I really love you, but this has happened. I really love you, Father, but I couldn't help it. How did I make that mistake? How did I make that mistake? Paul said, the things I don't want to do, I found myself doing. Oh, wretched man that I am. He said, who can what? Deliver me. I mean, someone loves the Lord. You love the Lord, but you still want to do bad things. You want to try bad things. You truly love the Lord. It's a situation. It's not a reality. It's just a situation. It's a state. It's not supposed to be static for eternity. And that is why when you carve worship songs from that experience, it's useless. Because it's not supposed, you say worship is eternal. And you are singing something that's not supposed to be eternal in worship. Worship has to be spirit and truth. It's only truth you sing in worship. Not some things that are supposed, a face of your experience. Many people are singing a face of their experience as worship. Don't sing your experience, sing the word. So Paul was sharing his experience at certain points of life and ministry. He didn't say we should carve out worship songs from them. For instance, there are things I don't like to do, but I find, I mean, people are crying, worshiping God with this. It's not worship song, it's frustration song. Are you listening to me? When you sing it, you are not stirred to live for God. You are not, it's not worship. It's your emotion that is shared. A lot of people can relate because a lot of people are in the situation. Help me God, hold my hands and lift me high. He said it is finished. Tetelestai. The deal is done. All the help he can ever give you, he has given you on Calvary. Are you listening to me? There's no one more help God is not bringing. He's done all he can do for us on Calvary. See, the whole ability of God was revealed on the cross. Then he sent his Holy Spirit to us. The Holy Spirit is how God came to make sure that everything he got for us on Calvary, we begin to live in the reality of it. Are you listening to me? That's why you have to work out your salvation. This thing is personal. Them to become better as Christians. If we are not careful, the guy deleted his concordance to receive one Nigerian movie. I mean, she deleted Prophet Simon's message to collect number 64. And when they asked her why, he's justified. I've heard the message. Can you stop hearing the message? Faith comes by hearing. Present continuous. You heard it the last time. What happened to you? You used seasonal movie to remove everything that you have heard. A forgetful hearer. You don't mean business with your life. While we're going up, there are some things we don't try. Because our conscience will prick us. Say you have one apostle or prophet or pastor's message, and there's a movie you ought to receive. You say, okay, what do you okay? Look at delete someone. You see someone say, I beg you. We feel as we are deleting our, God is deleting our name from the book of life. That's how we used to feel. But generation, say, delete the understand the covenant, delete part 1, 2, and 3. I don't hear everything. Send me that movie, Couples Crush, Nollywood, Uche Montona. What did they call her? Montana, and what's the other one? Sam, Maurice Sam. And they are watching. These are guys filled with the Holy Ghost. I mean, they prayed in tongues at Tuesday service, went back home, and oh God. Around 10 p.m., Satan quickens them. And they just carry Montana and Maurice Sam. And they are saying all the beautiful things that never existed. And they're like, oh. And when they wake up in the morning, they said, actually, it seems like I have a spiritual husband. No, you don't have a spiritual husband. As you were kissing that guy, you imagine yourself in the picture. As you were kissing that lady, you imagine yourself. So you people kissed in the, because there was a cloud in your mind. It now rained. What will happen if the cloud are gathered? It will what? Empty itself. That's your spiritual husband. It's Maurice Sam. Virtual Maurice Sam. Imaginary Maurice Sam. Who is your spiritual wife? Imaginary Montana. You are doing like you don't understand me. I know you understand me. You feel me, man. You know what I'm talking about, man. But let's pretend like we don't understand, man. See this person single to steeple. No relationship in your life, but you love movies that involve kisses. As you just see the trailer, straight to YouTube. Did I catch anybody? From Facebook, straight to YouTube. And they know what sections to put for you. You start asking questions. Have you ever seen the comment section of a movie that looks terrible? You say, what is the title? Please, somebody write the title. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. So Satan cannot happen to us. Why? We're on the rock. We don't just have zeal. We have understanding to back up the zeal. The understanding is what makes for the rock. As long as you're on the rock, the gate of hell will not prevail. Gate there means strength. The old covenant, old world, Roman world, you've seen in movies, a lot of movies. The strength of a city is in a gate. You break through the gate, you've broken through the city. Nothing is stronger in any city or village than the gate. So when we say the gate of hell, we mean the whole strength of hell. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Meaning Satan deploying all of his masters, sorcerers. Are you listening to me? His master sorcerers, master witches, master wizards. The Bible said they can't prevail. Where are you? On the rock. Not because you said, I don't want them to prevail. Good intention. But because you're on the rock. Paul said, let me speak to some that have knowledge. Are the food meant for idols? Not supposed to be eaten by us. Why? Those guys are standing on the rock. Not some sinking sands. Are you listening to me? Why Satan deals with you is because of where you are standing. He's seen that you are standing on the wrong foundation. There's this song that says, Christ is my firm foundation. You know that song? I think we sing it here several times. The rock on which I stand, when everything around is shaking, I'll never be more glad, right? Because I put my faith in Jesus. He's never let me down. He's faithful through all the ages. So why would he fail now? He would. the verse 2 that I like so much, I don't know if I can remember. It says, I've got joy in chaos. I have peace that makes no sense. In under, I'm no help by my own strength. 'Cause I've built my life. He's never let me down. He's never. So why would he fail? So why would he fail? Rain came, wind blew, tantaram, tantaram. With you, I'm gonna make. I think listening to this song, this was my favorite part of the song. Rain came, wind blew, but my house was built on you. I'm safe with you. I'm gonna make it through. Rain came, wind blew, but my house. It doesn't matter. The rain is coming, the wind is blowing so strong, but I know where my house is built. It's on the Lord. It's on the Lord. That's why I always tell real estate folks, God was the first real estate person. If the Lord doesn't build a house, the builder builds it, man. How can you do real estate forgetting God? Nobody will buy your product. Nobody. It's not about videos. Where are you? No matter how you get Sister Enet to do many videos for you, if you are not on the rock, whether the most influential woman is your video ambassador. Are you on the rock? Glory to God. I'm on the rock, brother. We boast with these things. These should be our conversations. You know, the Bible said in Ephesians 3, it says, forget the former conversations. When he said forget the former life, he now said forget the former conversations. He said that the communication of your faith may be what? Effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that God has done for you in Christ Jesus. See, your faith becomes strong when you begin to acknowledge what Jesus has done. Yes, acknowledge. Act according to the knowledge. If the knowledge said you are not poor, I'm not begging. I don't borrow. If the knowledge said I cannot sing, I don't behave like I can sing. I don't sing songs that shows I have the tendency to sing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I can't sing. It's not pride. It's the word. The word says I'm above. Above we go. It says we are seated with Christ. I'm seated with Christ. I'm not a beggar. I'm not a weakling. I'm not weak. I'm always strong. You know, you talk like that. I've never been weak in my life. Never been weak. They say, are you sure? No, I can't be weak. I'm strong in the Lord, Paul said to Timothy, and in the power of his might. I'm strong in the Lord. So strong in the Lord. So strong. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You know, in Hebrews, it said, what can man do to me? What can man? Get that scripture over us. When he says what the Lord said, he said, he has said so that we may boldly say. Then he goes ahead to explain more. Let's get that scripture. Hebrews what? 15:6. 13:6. Let's see it. It said, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave nor forsake you. I will never leave nor forsake you. My God. He said, he is the vine. We are the branches. He will never leave me. And I will never leave him. You said you are the, we are the branches, we are the branches. You will never leave me. You will never. I will never leave you. Sing, I will never leave you. I will never. You will never leave me. You will never. And you will never leave me. You will never. I will never leave you, Lord. I will. Remind me, I added some things. Is that He will never leave nor forsake you? Such a powerful statement. Do you believe this? Think about it so deep. I will never leave nor forsake you. I will never. Why do you cry the way you cry? Why do you talk the way you talk? He said, I will never leave. I will never leave. I will never leave nor forsake you. Next part of scriptures. It then says in verse 6. It says, so we may. He said that so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Oh, glory! The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. If he's your helper, don't fear. Faith has an attitude. Don't fear. You can't say you have faith in God's word and you are acting like you never read his word. It is when we press a foam, any foam, when we press it, when we squeeze it, then we'll know what is really good. Through the pressures of life, the happenings of life, you will prove who you truly are. And that's why the Bible says, count it all joy, because you are getting revealed amidst those circumstances. Count it all joy. You don't fear, you keep on speaking. You don't drift away from your confession of faith. You keep on speaking God's word. No matter what, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. You feel tired, you take some chill bottle water or chill pure water. Keep on speaking. I'm blessed. What is powering your confession? Yes, substance. He has said, I will never leave nor forsake you. You can't help it. You have to speak like what he said. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Who the hell is a man? You see, that is why we don't get emotional amidst some kind of circumstance. You know, I've been quite tempted to somehow, you know, one of my friend met me in the barracks. There's one of our members here who used to be my friend in the barracks, still my friend. He met me after the service. He said, Pastor, who is that person contesting land with you? He's a nasty bag. He's a captain. He came with his wife last Sunday. He got married, I think, just last 2 weeks thereabout. He said, who is this man contending with us? Knowing where we grew up and everything, these are strange talk. And he said, just can you give us a number? Let's visit him. Me and my boys were having patrol on Wednesday morning. We'll be in town. Can you just give me your number, sir? Let us just pay him a good visit. And just say hi to him. I said, see, only if you do this now, it will tarnish our image. I just said it. I said, because we are pastors, let's not do it like that. We are Christians, we are in church. Let's follow the right order. So I have everything it takes to deal with you. In fact, outside the ministry, I didn't grow in a place that they lose fight physically. With a holy face and a holy tone. You ask about me where I grew up. Even the people that are very muzzled, maybe we have not fought. But even the ones that were muzzled and we fought, they were beaten. Some, yes, I received some blow, but my own prevailed more. With stars, I've never blown you and you see stars. Yet we're still throwing our own, and they got defeated at the end. Hey, we are not blown. What kind of fight did you fight? Did it not blow your eye? Is that a real fight? It's the person that goes down. You know, so I grew up in places like that. And I said somewhere, I said, see, it's not like this man, if he comes outside, he can survive my left hand. Just my left hand. But I said, we have to keep the right attitude. So while waiting on God, it's not just sit like this. You must wait with the right attitude. With the right attitude. You can't say you are waiting on God and you are fighting. He said, be still and know that I am God. I will not fear. Say, you bastard that is dragging land with church people. Why are you wasting your saliva? Why are you wasting your virtues calling somebody bastard? You are the righteous. Don't call anybody bastard. You are digging your own grave. The easiest way to kill people in the realm of the spirit is to be quiet looking at them. It's the coded way to kill people. They try, you are quiet. They try again, you are quiet. They try again, you are quiet. Love is the most brutal defense. It looks so calm. The most brutal of defense is love. As you are quiet, you seem like a fool. Angels are fuming. It's mad. You, before you know, his head is gone. Because you are keeping the king's attitude. The king, you are the king's kid. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We can change our name now to King's Kid. Some of you that want to sound like Wiz Kid in the kingdom. You know, we are beginning to have kingdom Wiz Kids these days. So you can be the King's Kid. Hallelujah to Jesus. You keep the right attitude. You don't want to be contaminated because you know you won the victory before the battle started. You've won. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We've won the victory. Hosanna to. We overcame. We overcame. Hallelujah. We've won the victory. Hosanna. We overcame. Cause we are a royal priest, a holy, more than a conqueror. Sing, I'm a royal priest, I'm a holy nation, more than a conqueror. One more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We've won the victory. Hosanna to. We overcame. Hey, hallelujah. We've won the victory. Hosanna. We overcame. You know, one time I was on YouTube, I was listening to Dr. B. Winston, and he was telling us about what happened during the Ebola virus. I wasn't aware. He said when the virus was growing in Africa and the rest part of the world, he said, Brother Kenneth Copeland called him while he was ministering. He called himself Brother Kenneth Copeland. He called him out while they were ministering. He was ministering. He said, come, let's destroy the Ebola virus. And when they spoke about the Ebola virus, they started laughing. They did the same thing during the COVID. They said, while they were teaching, they said we will not have public meetings again. He said, Dr. Bill, they said we will not have public meetings again. He looked at another pastor. He said, they said we will not have public meetings again. They started laughing. They laughed for more than 30 minutes. They said we will not have public meetings again. That's what made coronavirus to. It was never existing. That's what made it to make people to discover that it never happened. Sorry. Just by laughing sessions. Are you here? Don't be too serious about some things. They say somebody wants to be kill you. You are now serious. Why are you serious? You know, there's some knowledge that bets on seriousness towards certain things. You have a certain knowledge. It now give birth to a certain unseriousness. Towards certain knowledge. Do you get that? A certain knowledge. Give birth to a certain kind of unseriousness. Towards some certain things. If not, why would Paul with his normal sense say, come some of you. With a certain knowledge. Are food meant for idols? Not supposed to be eating. That's a certain knowledge. That there are some food meant for idols. But another higher certain knowledge. That we know, called the knowledge of Christ, gave birth to that certain unseriousness, called the spirit of faith, that will make us eat a certain food for a certain idol, maybe in our language, a certain boka, a certain Asian wine. Are you hearing me? You know, there are some Christians apostolic in nature by default. They look apostolic. But you know, they say, we stand against the altars. We stand against the altars. You are too serious for an altar. You know why they think some of us are serious? We don't talk about altars like that. I don't have interest for that. That's a good fight of faith. That's a bad fight of faith. Satan is defeated. We can't get him defeated. He's defeated. What we do is to ensure that he understands he's defeated. Because he knows. But he's stubborn. Resist the devil. But that's not what he said first. He said, submit to God. Yes, Kenneth Hagin said in his book, he said, in submitting to God, there's a world that definitely resists by default. Because if you are full of life and turn like this, he runs. He turn like this, he runs. All you need to do is submit to God. It gets you full of light. He said, by default, then you resist the devil. He's on the run. No, but he said, that run, just be full of light. A light so shining, no trace of darkness. That's why what the Bible said about Jesus Christ. He's a light so shining. And in him, there is no trace, no variable of turning. Meaning, no probability of backsliding. You know, there's a way you teach about backslide in your church. We know you are expecting some to backslide. Simon, you have never done a series on backsliding because I'm not expecting you to backslide. I'm bringing you into light, and in this light, there is no trace of darkness, no variable of turning. The possibility of going back is not in this light. I can never go back. Oh, oh my God, I'm tempted to do that, yeah, but I'm a Christian. Hallelujah. I can never go back. You know, I'm a Christian. So, it's already too late. It's too late. I can never go back. Oh, it's already too late. Oh, we will burn the world. Let me say the back. Like, we will spend the billions. You know, I love the last part. He said, we will hear well done. Glory, glory. Yes. We burn the world. We set the world on fire. These are my sunesis. These are my understanding. These are my confessions. You are lacking food to eat. You don't say, Father, give me food. You say, Father, we'll spend the billions. And the devil is shocked. You know, if he eat food, they say, we'll spend the billions. You shook Satan. You know, the singer said, I had my shoes of ups and downs, times where there were no one around me. But God came and spoke his word to me. Then he said, praise will confuse the enemy. He said, I started singing, I started clapping, and I started dancing, and people were laughing, cause they knew my problem, they knew my problem. But I knew. They know your problems, they know the condition, but Satan is shocked. You are dancing. You wake up in the morning with a challenge. Chineke, eating mouth, eating mouth. And he's shocked. What the heck is wrong with this boy? I mean, I just dealt with him. Dealt with who? We don't get dealt with. We're on the rock. We are the real the rock. We're on the rock. We don't get dealt with. What is Satan? A divided baboon, but baboon was created by God. It's better than Satan. I can't liken Satan to baboon. That's a shame to God's creation. Do you know God created baboons? Unbelievable, isn't it? His wisdom are in baboons. Meaning baboons are better than Satan. Some of you are tempted to say they look ugly. But God's wisdom is engulfed in them. A billion times better than Satan. They exist. Satan don't exist. Monkeys exist. Satan does not exist. He's a divided entity. You know, I almost say a divided baboon. The Holy Spirit says, shh, baboons are better. I created them. Do you understand? Satan ain't no function. He's not a function. If you remember Man Matis, he has nothing. It doesn't matter in the equation. Whether he's there, he does not matter. It's just like an entity in a formula that they don't use. Whether he adds himself to the formula, he will not be used. He's ignorable. Like vacuoles implant cells. Do you know they have? They say, you know when you are describing, they say, animals have vacuoles. Animal cells have vacuoles. You don't say, plants they have little or no vacuoles. It's ignorable. Ignore Satan. You know, some people will be talking like he exists, but it actually doesn't exist. Oh, glory. Glory! So, we live our life with a certain consciousness that the devil does not exist. I told you many years ago in one of the cupboard, I said, the one that causes sin people to sin has been defeated. Shetan Yamudu. Shetan Yamudu. You remember that cupboard? Shetan Yamudu. You know, I have an attitude. I don't even spell Satan with capital letter S. I don't know what you people do. Because no matter how the caps lock, take it back to big S, I remove it and put small S. I've never, in official letters, in books, in write, I've never, whether I'm starting a paragraph, I've never used Satan with capital S. I can't. There's a way something is useless that you can't use it. You know, those days when we're younger, when people are insulting Satan and singing songs, we used to say, we know the inside. We know the inside. So that when we go back home, he will not visit us. You know that song they said? Jesus power, super power. Jesus power. Then those days when they sing the other part, mommy, what a power. Some of us will keep quiet. I saw one video, they were in waters, they were in a canoe. I said, Jesus power, super power, mommy, what a power. They were scared of offending the devil. I mean, that's the same water Jesus walked upon. Are you listening? The same water. He walked upon the water. Water that people were going inside to do meeting. He was walking up. And of course, you know what was happening when he was walking up, but they were checking out. Some of this water they put you inside for baptism, they're inside though. Because you are not supposed to enter any Rafi. Those days in Kaduna, there's one place we call Rafi Nguza. You are not supposed to be entering any Rafi. Remember, he in Christ has been dipped in the waters and is out under the influence of the water. We're in Christ, we are out under the influence of the Holy Ghost, full of the Spirit. Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in my front. Check my face, it's like I'm wearing the mask called Christ. Is it Galatians 2:16? It said, the life I live now is by the faith. He not say faith in. He said, by the faith of the Son of God. This new life desires requires a new kind of thinking. The man that showed us this life is Christ Jesus. And there's a way he taught and spoke and did things while on the earth. That's why the Bible says, if you are like Christ, think like Christ, talk like Christ, act like Christ. The life we live now in the flesh is by faith of the Son of God, who gave himself for us. Talk like Jesus. Face in situation, you talk like Jesus. You talk like him. You always meet him in scriptures. When you read about him, encountering people, the first thing you hear, fear not. He tells you fear. He gives you mind. He gives you impetus, boldness. The first thing he tells you when he encounters you, fear not. When he's telling the children of Israel to fight a war, the first thing he will tell them, fear not. Boy, I fear not. I fear not. What made you to sin that last sin? Fear. Fear of failure. That's what has kept you in addiction. I'll tell you the truth. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not taking it to where I've not been. You know, as a Christian, you can still be subjected. I started it with it in the beginning of the service. You can be. It's confidence. Faith in the word. Many years ago, as a little lad, many messages I heard. Many messages. Many. Suggesting different ideas of God. And one day, one fresh evening, I was studying and crying. I was studying and crying. Full of tears, my Bible tears everywhere. I was telling the Lord, I can't be serving you like a hypocrite. I want to live like what the Bible says how the Bible says I should live. Above sin, above addiction, above failure. I want it. I was crying, full of tears, reading my Bible. And the Lord opened my eyes. The first thing he told me, he said, delete everything in your phone. He said, have the impetus, Simon. Have the boldness. He said, for what you have been hearing from me is true. This is after I heard the Lord literally tell me, learn on the crystals, audible voice of God. I've heard it twice in my life. God speak to me audibly. I still went back to, because I felt like I was nobody. How can God be teaching me these things? And there are people there. So I felt like, no. I think I'm being proud. Let me drop whatever I'm learning and learn from these folks up there. And all I saw, you know, I was hearing it. I was really dedicated. But yet Satan kept on whipping me down. And while I was crying, the Lord told me, he said, delete it, Simon. The impetus. I deleted everything. Everything. As I deleted, I understood what the Bible meant by, as long as their eyes were on Moses, he said, the veil covered it. He said, but when one is turned to the Lord, when I turn to this revelation, oh my God. Oh my God. You go ask about me. I'm not being proud. Many people suggested I was out of my mind. Many young people like me, they suggested this one is out of his mind. In fact, a time came they restricted me for more than 2 months not to teach. Our system is that we teach ministers by ministers. There's a roster. I was neglected for more than 2 months not to teach because they said I was getting out of my mind. I had people come with prophetic words. They said, let him that thinks he stands take heed. Else they were saying the Lord showed them to tell me that. And I knew that it was their mind. Because they were wondering what I was sharing. I kept on speaking God's word. I kept on speaking God's word. Until several encounters that affirmed to them. I said, a point came. They said, write I was the one, only one writing devotionals. God proved himself so mighty. Are you listening to me? Just like Paul, he said, because of the abundance of life given to me, the devil put a thorn in my flesh. He wanted to restrict and make him understand that everything you know is just rubbish. So that Paul would now calm down and forget all the beautiful light he saw from the Spirit. And Paul, Bible says, he saw the Lord 3 times. To take it, this is the man that taught us grace. I can do all things. Sorting the Lord 3 times to take something from him. And the Lord still insisted, Paul, what I shared is true. My strength is perfect in weakness. He said, my grace. He said, everything you have been sharing, this is time for it to be demonstrated. He said, my strength is sufficient for you. And it gave Paul more boldness in the word. Are you listening to me? It gave Paul more boldness. That point will come, listen, that Satan will question your beliefs. Some of you have been there. He will question your beliefs. If you are truly this, then why this? Sometimes you don't say, I want to be sincere. I don't think anybody can live above sin. Why are you talking like that? Because you have been trying and have been falling. But listen, you are the one to work out your salvation. If you don't work it out, you'll keep on living in sin. How do you work out your salvation? After hearing all those beautiful things, you don't go back home and just keep quiet. You keep on speaking. As you've heard, you keep on speaking. Oh, I'm above. Above sin. Satan, no function. Blah, blah, blah. You are talking God's word. I'm above, full of the Spirit. I don't think the devil, because I'm seated far above all principalities and power. This is from where I live my life. I live from the right hand of the Father. I'm not conscious of the devil. He doesn't exist in my world. Oh, hallelujah. I'm full of light. As you are talking like that, you are creating a consciousness. You are creating a consciousness. You are not Satan conscious. You are not sin conscious. You are not fear conscious. Do you understand? You will meet people. Sometimes what Satan will bring to you as temptation and trial is not people that are obvious darkness, unbelievers. It is fellow Christians who will bring your path. They'll begin to question your belief. Are you sure anybody can live above sin before Jesus comes? Have you had that kind of stupid questions? This is our flesh. It's when Jesus comes that we can be able to live above sin. What of now? Sin we go. As you are hearing that, as you are thinking, as you are taking the thought, you start asking stupid questions. A lot of times, the proof of unbelief are unnecessary questions. Do not take a thought by saying, how shall these things be? Paul was done teaching a church. You can imagine. When Paul was done teaching a church in Galatians 3, the people heard Paul. When Paul left, they went back to rules and regulation as a means of earning salvation. When Paul said, he said, no, we have to do this and do this to be able to stay in the right path. And Paul heard it. He said, oh ye foolish Galatians, who has what? Bewitched you. Do you know that's one of the fruit of the flesh? Witchcraft is one of the fruit of the flesh. I would say fruit of the flesh, we mean you are trying to control people by all means. There are some of you that some people will not allow you to wrestle. As you are coming to this church, they must call you. They want to be your friends as long as they are trying to get you off the church. When they get you off this church, after 2 weeks, you will not see them again. Satan has sent them on a mission. They don't even know what they are doing. How far? How glory carriers today? Ah, wow. You still there? That your friend don't go. You still there? Some will give you good advice. You see, that place is for young people. You know, we have to teach you about life. So they know life more than us. You'd have told, check their stomach, you see the proof of life is getting bigger. They truly know life. We don't know life. It's young people church. Don't feel intimidated. Can old people do ministry? If your father was here, will he be able to do that 2 days drive fast with it? Can he pray the way we prayed? We're not saying they should not come. If we're doing that fast, we'll say SAS and Mass 6 to 1. And when we're praying that prayer, we'll say SAS and Mass, please sit down. And we'll hold our hands. It is wisdom to serve the Lord in all of your strength while you are young. How can I say? That's why I almost die when I see people like that. We are young. Praying, you are sitting down. I don't believe in it. It's gargaja prayer, I believe it. We cannot be praying in tongues, you are sitting down. I say, who's shivering? Stand up. And some make it look like it's New Testament prayer. It's a lie. You are lazy. Before you check, they are sleeping. Didn't you see that the day we are having some people, when we finished eating and came inside, they did not want to sit in the front. They went to the back. Because they know it's time to pray. They went to back so that when pastor said, let's pray. Then some that do unnecessary visions, they will not lie in this choir place. Some boys, I mean. Girls are lying, we understand. Boys, don't lie down. Ladies were complaining about you people. How can you be married to? You know, a lady said, Jesus, sir, when we are praying, some people will be, some men, you see men going to their, they'll sit down, they'll be sleeping, sir. How can I marry such a man? My sister, such a man should not be married to. He should be left single to steep up. Till he finds grace on his inside to pray. They can carry this one now. Prophet Simon said, if you cannot pray, you should not be married to. Put this one. A man that can't pray in the spirit should not be married to. Because he cannot cover the family. What makes you head is not that you have big head or strong head. What makes you head is that Christ is your head. So Paul started in 1 Corinthians 3. He said, except Christ was the head of God, was the head of Christ, Christ was not the head of man. And except Christ was the head of man, man was not qualified to be the head of a what? Woman. So a man that does not know Christ cannot be head of a home. And a man that knows Christ prays in the spirit. So if you don't pray in the spirit, you don't know Christ, and you cannot love your wife as Christ loved the church. So nobody should marry such a man. Because the head will die and leave you like a chicken. Sons and daughters of Prophet Simon. I hope you heard this one. Cut this one again. Write it down. Make sure you do this one I've told you. It's on the internet now. This one, do it exactly. See, as I give you a clip. I'll put it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Death has lost its victory, and the grave has been denied. Jesus lives forever. He's a, you know, sometimes when you are praying, you not remember one revelation. It is not shining in your mind. You not say, why am I this serious on this thing? You don't get it. Why am I this serious? The thing will start paining you. Do you understand I'm trying to explain to you? He said, the Lord is my helper. What can man do unto me? He said, what if the man has a God? Focus on the word. Forget about those things. The word is more, see, the word is more real than a gun and a bullet. Listen, I'm not trying to whine you. I could lie for you. Yes. The word of God, but the things that are not seen are more real than the things that are seen. As the Lord is my helper, what can man? One man in Konshisha is trying you. You are fainting. Okpoga, Zakibian. They say, ah, that area people used to walk with their head. They used to walk upside down. I went to the market. Ladies. So that area, remember, you hear those things, it will fill one drum. Then when they come to the word of God, pray in the spirit. Don't know who chase me. Hey boy, hey boy, hey boy, hey boy, hey boy, hey boy, boy. That's dead prayer. There's no witch. In fact, those witches will say it with you and kill you when they are done. Some of those prayer witches are leading it in their monasteries. Don't you know? That's people that were saying kill him were the one leading mass, sorry, service in the book of the Bible. Did you see it? Yes, sir. His blood be upon us. They wore the white, white, and say, kill him, kill him. Ekpa, ekpa. With white and white. With their hand. Kill him, kill him. You know, someone said, one time we heard a man, married man, bless them. And I said, I'm not proud of it. He said, no, 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 it's all Christians. He's the head of all Christians. I said, which Christians? Me, head of me? He's not the head of me here. He's not the head of me in the spirit. God never told me, that's your head. The head of the church is Christ. And the word we follow, not what anybody say. And Christ gave us his word. You know, when they were selecting whatever ruler they were selecting, black smoke, white smoke, I said, you can't expect black smoke to bring out a white pope. When they say black smoke, they mean we've not gotten one. So we have many black candidates. So when you see black smoke, it means we're not ready yet. So you can't see black smoke and expect. That's why the end is a white smoke, you see. And you see a white leader. I said, the Almighty God chose. Which Almighty God? For many years, some black people are there. Almighty God said, oh, you are black? Black smoke. Almighty God left 10, 20 black people, and forever there will be no black pope. No, God's hand is not in it. You see, if God's hand is in it, we would have like 5 black popes by now. But let's leave that aside. Just, if you like, get mad, but you know the truth. Just get mad. I don't care if you are mad or alive. But it's the truth. It's the truth. In Christianity, racism is, there are men from Africa ruling the world. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Spiritually, they've impacted the whole world. If we're talking about a spiritual leader, we're talking about people like Pastor Chris. Do you understand what I'm trying to talk? Can remove cancer from your body. Take deafness away. That's what Jesus did. Not. Telling us to bless him, man. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's time to wake up. I'll be criticized, but there will be many. Very many. Even though if you verse that, I'm not coming again, you will still see us. We'll be many. Very many. Woo! Glory! Glory! You see, people that don't like this truth are people that are fornicators, liars, thieves. They don't like truth. Anybody watching me online and looking at me online that said, this guy, what you just said is wrong. You know who you are. You don't like truth. Because as long as you are hidden in such shrines, such assemblies, where sin and all form of evil is permitted, you don't want to leave because they make you feel cool with God, yet cool with sin. There's a song one time Sonny did a cover for. The person wants to be spiritual, yet you want to be cool with the world. You know, he was singing a part of it. He said, sometimes your flesh wants to be spiritual. You know that side of your life? I wish I can bust my nose and put 3 earrings and sing and still lead a worship song. Not before this church. Do you know how many times some ladies wake up and feel like they should bust their nose? Am I lying? They are Christian filled with the Holy Spirit. Not experience the feeling at that moment. They want to bust their nose. and they wish somebody can preach it. If I had permitted that thing, oh my God. You see somebody, you know, hallelujah to the Lamb. As they are going to lead, you'll be hearing, shh. As they are going to lead the worship, shh. Shh. Chain on the legs. I like the fact you call me old school young preacher. Oh, I love it. You see, in this church, there is no date that anybody will ever put a ring to minister in this place. Or play instrument. Ah, even if I'm not here, my spirit will kill you. I don't believe in it. Feel bad, I don't care. It will never happen. Are you listening to me? That's my belief. I feel you are not a responsible Christian. By talking about many things, your own is the latest earring. Arguing stupid. Is that way seeing all these religious people serve? Thank you. You went to US 2 days. It's like, oh, Christianity. I understand Christianity now. What's the proof? Tattoo on your neck. And they want to deceive us. They will not put Jesus. Cross not in your heart, cross on your neck. Nothing in your heart, cross everywhere. Do you know you can put cross, that two cross on your forehead and Satan will still kill you on this spot? Don't think that because you are drawing cross, the effect of tattoo will not. Sometimes, maybe they are drawing cross, will not make mistake and cross your system. And that's how you go. With the cross, he died while they were, they crossed him mistakenly while they were drawing a cross in his life. I don't think we'll celebrate your death because you died while drawing cross. Foolish beliefs, foolish ideologies. Some will put Jesus on their chest. Rubbish. What are you disturbing your body for? Look at the pains you can go through. Yes, you cannot pray 6 hours. You see, they're arguing prayer. No. We are not. The Bible didn't say in grace we are not. You can't pray, brother. It's not anything. It's not pride. You just cannot pray. And we have to work out our salvation by what? Work it out. Speak God's word. Talk God's word. Work out your salvation. I can't see it. You're fighting with yourself. I refuse to see. I refuse. Insist. If you settle down for wrong understanding, it will affect your confession and the outcome of your life. You go to places, you hear people saying nonsense. That it's normal for a woman and a man to feel all of those things, and once in a while they sin, and it's not a problem because God will not count the sin against you because, oh, Calvary has covered itself. Say amen. That's rubbish. That's why one of the fruits of the Spirit is called self-control. The ability to control yourself from all of those wrong influences. Precious, leave him if he's jotting. Are we together? The ability to control yourself from what? All of those wrong influences. You just sit down and you feel like having babies. Have you been there before? No way. I trust the boys I'm raising there. They never get in those kind of situations. And you just sit there and you feel like having babies. In fact, some people have twins. Oh, I want to have a baby. Oh, I want to have a baby. The way they chat. I mean, sisters, have you ever noticed the chats of brothers at a particular time? You know these people want to have babies. Have you been there before? The way they chat, stupid. So this one wants to have a baby. This holy Monday evening. Now, as that trial is rising in your heart, what do you do? Not go and fulfill it and come and start singing Calvary. Covers it all. My sins are shed. Don't count anymore. Then you do it again. Calvary. Don't count anymore. You do it again. Does it make any sense? If truly you understand Calvary, you will not be in that loop of falling and what? Rising. And it's all the scripture that can cover up your sins that you know in script in the Bible. If we sin, we have an advocate. Jesus is righteous. Somebody say, hallelujah! Funny how sometimes I enter congregation, I can tell the problem from what they are emphasizing. The reason when I came to Makurdi, one of the things I stood against the earliest time that time, by God's grace, I don't know if they are like that now. But the earliest, when I enter into certain assembly and see their emphasis, I avoid them. Just the emphasis, I avoid them. Even in the rap that time, you hear people talking about my blood, the blood of Jesus cover all my... Sometimes, those people saying those things are humanizing 5 and 6. Pastor was here when I nearly flogged her one day. I saw her with one in town. I called her, come, she come. I carry cane. I said, move. I don't joke with my principal. I said, that brother, one morning I was coming out to write the exam. By like 5, 6, a test, running to school. I saw somebody like that coming out from his house. They did a prayer vigil with a lady. Such a powerful prayer vigil. Now, even if something happened or not, they are fools, both of them. They are not wise. So when I saw somebody that I'm raising, talking with that person, I said, I don't want this one to go and do prayer vigil. I carry key. That's why she stayed past 30 today. You would have finished your sins. Sometimes the greatest evils happen in churches. I tell you the truth. The greatest evil. When you see, I hear them emphasizing nonsense, know that wrong rubbish is happening there. The greatest kind of evil that you will not believe, they happen in church assemblies. Sometimes. Not every time. Sometimes. You hear that brother has done this with that lady, with that. You'll be hearing stupid things that should not be heard in church. Happening in church. That's why today, even if parent head is a pastor, they don't joke. Come, useless pastor. They don't joke. Those days, if you hear pastors, people have this peace of mind. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know, they just have this peace of mind. Is a pastor? Oh, he's fine. But this day is a pastor, my friend. Because they've heard wrong testimonies. Are you listening? It's time to wake up. And defend the kingdom. Represent the kingdom as supposed. Because you have all the resources of heaven backing you up. Bible saying, all of these things, we are what? More than. That's my consciousness. I can't see no. It's not pride. It's the truth. Are you listening? I can't be defeated. It's not pride. It's the truth. No man can kill me, born of a woman. It's not pride. It's the truth. I can't be sick. I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth. There's a way to work. Get on your inside. What will now come out is the outcome. Your confession. I can't be sick. When men of God started rising in our nations, and especially in Nigeria, Pastor Chris, you hear him say, I refuse to be sick. Some of us, he was the first person who brought the faith movement so strong, emphasizing a new creation reality. He said, I refuse to be sick. I remember the first time I heard it, I said, what kind of thing is this? How can you say, I refuse to be sick? Why will you refuse to be sick? I said, God, can somebody refuse sickness? They said, I have sound health. I was just looking. You know what? You'll be thinking, is this pride or foolishness? Because we were prepared for sickness to hit us so that we'll start praying. Father, in the name of Jesus, ga, we come out of sickness. That kind of place. We just know that everything, we should fight it. And the moment somebody is sick, we start checking where the thing came from. That's where I grew up from. We started checking where the arrow was sent from. Whether it was because you were indisciplined and left your house without fleeting it, that mosquito dealt with you. We'll be checking where they throw the arrow from. And you see, as long as your mind is made up that sickness must come from somebody else, witchcraft, if you are a prophet, be careful. Because anytime people are sick and have a problem, the first thing your mind will think about is what? Where it's coming from. That's why there are certain prophets you meet, they will start telling you rubbish till they enter your family. As they just enter, come around you, they start telling you rubbish. Where is your uncle? Do you have any uncle called John? And if they mistakenly get John, you are finished. John is the one responsible for your mother's health. You see, they are creating enemies. Maybe it's not true. Are you listening to me? I'm not saying things don't happen like that. But it's because they are used to believing that anything that happens should be likened to, should have its root from a witch or a wizard. Their minds are set to prophesy in that dimension. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? That's why anytime they close their eyes, they see a witch. We are seeing the glory, they are seeing witches. They are like the Pharisees, the religious. Saw a man born blind, said, Jesus, who caused this? Bloodline. Jesus said, forget that rubbish bloodline message. He said, this happened for the glory of God to be revealed. Eyes open. But go to some places, they will ask you, madam, when the eye been closed? Maybe you have a child 2 years ago. Wait till me happen that time. I am seeing one old woman. That old woman is in Oju. She lives close to a mountain. I saw her climbing the mountain and raising her hand and saying, as long as I'm alive, nobody in your lineage. Do you have any old woman? They are old women, not just old woman. And they'll describe why. Listen, whether it's true or not, the situation has happened for Jesus to be what? Glorified. Do you get my point now? Whether it's true or not, it has happened for Jesus to be glorified. When you are trying to look for the root of your problem, you are wasting time. When Jesus saw the man by the pool, what did he say to him? Do you want to get well? Finish. He started explaining why he cannot be well. I wanted to enter the water. Because he felt like Jesus was saying, I want to put you in the water. He said, do you want to get well? He said, I wanted to enter the well. I could not because I'm sick. You can see it, obviously. And you see, my brothers, when they enter, God their healing, they run and left me. Jesus said, I said, do you want to get well? I know see what happened to you that you are in this condition. He said, rise up and walk. The culture, they had a miracle pool like they have today. Did you get me? You are not replying me. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And an angel used to come and steer, not the one they are pouring salt. An angel used to steer it once in a year. Jesus neglected the angel's hand. You don't get what I'm trying to explain to you. When Jesus came, he said, you want to be well? An angel steered it. Jesus said, stand up and go. When that angel took his hand, we don't care. Stand up and go. Words. Are you feeling Jesus this wonderful evening? He said, stand up, rise, go. Then he said, go and see a priest, not to confess your sin, so that they will write and tell you that you are free from leprosy. Are you here this wonderful evening? I'm in church. You know, Jesus spoke from authority. He speaks from authority. That's where we are. We speak from authority. So conscious of who we are, we speak. From that realm. One of my in-laws will say realm. We speak from that realm. Peace be still. There was calmness. Rise up and walk. He stood up after several years. Then walking. He said, your faith has made you whole. That's how sickness disappears. Father, I thank you. Bread multiply, fishes multiply, basket plenty remaining. Withered hands, lift up thy hands, lifted up a new fresh hand. Remember the miracles, just be thinking of the miracles, the mighty, glorious miracles of Jesus Christ. Think about them. They say she was dead. People gathered, they put her picture, they were signing on paper. The family of Brother John and Brother Eddie Jung visited the family. Condolence. She was a beautiful girl, a good hardworking girl. Sign. God bless the family. Sitting down. Rebecca. And Jesus said, she's not dead. She's asleep. That was, what do they call those kind of meetings? When somebody died that night? Huh? Wakekeep. At Wakekeep. She's not dead. She's been sleeping. And people like, they started laughing. They ridiculed him. He said, all of you, go outside. Now, if we have to get there, some people have to get out. They will affect your manifestation. Let them get out. If Jesus didn't tell them to go out, the manifestation would have not happened. You see that boyfriend you are holding on to? If he doesn't get out, you cannot move forward. I just spoke to somebody now. Say, we are not friends. We are just cool. But things have been sopping. Let him get out. Else you will be poor like that. Oh, you will suffer like that. Oh, your mother will be sick like that. Oh, you can't be Christianity one leg in, one leg out. And say, I'm a new creation. Your two legs must be in. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you want to see a manifestation of God, Jesus said, go outside. And when Jesus said, go outside, he spoke to the lady, he called her name, come back. The Bible says she sneezed. And she came back alive. And Wakekeep ended. Instead of, you know, because some of them just come to eat food. That's the truth. I have confidence in you, Jesus. I have confidence in you. Say, I have confidence in you. Anytime, anywhere. Let's be on faith. I have confidence. I have confidence. I have. Sing it with boldness. Sing it with boldness. Jesus. Oh, I have confidence. Come play instrumentalist. Say, oh, I have confidence. Anytime, anywhere. Oh, I have come, Jesus, yeah. Sing it out one more time. I have, Jesus, I have confidence in you, Savior.
Yahweh,
At the hearing of your word, you've changed our lives forever by your word, and we live with you. We live in the wings of your spirit. By the wings of your spirit, we are seated with you. We have glorious lives and glorious destinies. Our light and our path, our life and path is full of your light. Our life and our path full of your light. We only know your possibilities. We are not aware of Satan's possibilities. We are confident in your possibilities. We have been capacitated by your spirit, so I can do all things. By the eternal spirit of God, so I can do all things. by the eternal Spirit of God. Say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Say, God is with me. God is with me as a mighty and terrible one. God is with us as a mighty, terrible one. That's what the children of Israel said in the Old Testament. He said, He's with us as a mighty, terrible one. He's mighty. And He will never allow anybody to touch us. And if they dare, He will be terrible. We give You praise. We bless Your name. Thank You, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we worship.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.